Welcome again, everybody, to the Newsmakers Podcast. I'm Kyle Guerrero, Managing Editor of the ACHR News. We're talking AHR Expo today with Clay Stevens, President of the IEC, which runs the Air Conditioning, Heating, and Refrigeration Expo. Enjoy the talk, and we'll see you on the other side. So we bring in Clay Stevens, who is the President of IEC, which runs the Air Conditioning, Heating, and Refrigeration Exhibition, better known as the AHR Expo. Thanks for joining us, Clay.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Let's right off the bat talk some numbers. How many exhibitors and attendees are you expecting at the show this year, and how does that compare to the years past?
Okay, we are now at 1,936 exhibiting companies, and we can't really add too much more to that because we're basically sold out except for some little nooks and crannies that we're trying to add at the last minute, but basically that's it. And that's a terrific number because it represents the second largest show that we've had outside of Chicago. Chicago is always our largest show.
Right. Well, that's great.
So we're thrilled.
Great. So you haven't seen that the economy has slowed down the show at all in the past few years, since I assume people's travel budgets have been cut a bit?
Well, it has to some degree. What we normally do is would compare one city with the same city the last time the show was held there, because it seems to follow a pattern where, as I said, Chicago is always the largest show. Shows held in the Northeast, in New York or Philadelphia, are normally the next largest, and the West Coast is usually the smallest. And we've kind of jumped outside the mold this time, because this time, the West Coast is right up there. And the most recent comparison we have city to city is the last show in 2010, which was in Orlando. And if we compare that to the previous Orlando show, which was in 2005, there were 5% less square footage sold, roughly 5% plus on the attendance side. And if you went back to 2009 in Chicago and compared it to 2006 in Chicago, we lost 3.4% in square footage in that show. So to answer your question, we have noticed some fall off, but at the same time, in Orlando, we increased attendance, and this time in Las Vegas, if we compare it to our last West Coast show, we're running way ahead.
Okay, good to hear. Why do you find Chicago is the most well-attended? Because nobody has to make that cross-country flight a little more centrally located?
I think that's one of the factors. Certainly, Chicago in January, it isn't weather.
Right.
But I think Chicago is an attraction to some extent, even in the winter. And it's easy to get to. And it's kind of taken on a reputation for being the big show.
Sure, sure. All right, let's talk about the exhibitors a little bit. Are you seeing any trends this year and maybe in the recent past? Geothermal, solar, green, anything that's more prominent than it has been in years past?
Well, definitely green has been ramping up. We've even gone so far as to identify companies who tell us they're showing green products in our directory, and we provide them with a little sign in their booths showing that they have a green/sustainable product.
Okay.
Solar is probably the one single thing that seems to be so much stronger now than it was before. I actually did a little research, and in 2008 in New York, we had 29 exhibitors who said that they were showing solar equipment. This year, it's closer to 60.
Wow. Double.
So that's not even just a little bit. That's basically double.
Right. That's great. Besides the manufacturers showing off all their great products in the booth, what else does the show have to offer for the contractors? Educational seminars, that kind of thing?
We have all kinds of educational opportunities. There are ASHRAE short courses that you have to pay a tuition for, but you also get course units or credit units, whatever they're called, that help you towards certification.
Mm-hmm.
We have exhibitors that are doing sessions in energy-related categories. We have endorsing associations that are presenting all kinds of different sessions. As a matter of fact, we offer about 60 educational opportunities, and probably the largest category is building automation. We have quite a few in that category, but then everything from cooling towers to software. I mean, we have quite a variety.
Sounds like a busy 3 days.
The exhibitors, on the other hand, are allowed to give 15-minute little brief rundowns on new products in their booth, and we have 80 of them. So 80 presentations. So a visitor can sit in on a quick 15-minute presentation and get a pretty good idea of what a particular exhibitor is going to be showing that's new in
okay.
their booth.
Informative. Great. All right, like you said, this year's show is in Vegas. I don't think the Expo has been there in the recent past, and as someone who likes to make the occasional bet, I'm not complaining at all, but I was wondering why you guys picked Vegas this year.
Well, we haven't been to the West Coast now in 7 years. We've been to Anaheim and San Francisco and Los Angeles, going to the more distant past. That show has always been the smallest of the rotation as we move around the country. The West Coast has been a good show, but not the biggest. And I think this time we just felt like Las Vegas has a good haul. They have plenty of hotels. They have easy air access. And it's obviously a desirable venue.
Sure.
But on the plus side, we've seen a lot of other major industrial shows that have done really well there, and that's always a good sign.
Okay. What would you say to a contractor who's listening to this and is kind of on the fence about whether to attend or not? What would you say to them?
I would say that if he's busy, that he's too busy not to be there, because that is the place that he can go. And in a relatively short period of time, he can gather all the information that he needs. He can find out what's new, not only in the U.S., but from around the world. We have exhibitors from 30 different countries. He has the chance to actually see and touch equipment. He can see it actually in operation in many cases. He can compare similar types of equipment and pick what he thinks is the best right on the spot. And the personal contact is usually a big thing, because he can talk to an expert in an exhibitor's booth and actually get solutions to his own particular problem.
I think you sold it. Well, so what's it like at this point for your crew? Is it the calm before the storm, or are you guys crazy hectic with the show fast approaching?
I think the latter. People are the same everywhere. They leave everything to the last minute.
Sure.
And they're always desperate when they contact us at this point. And they're just visitors and exhibitors alike, with changes, with all kinds of needs. And yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Good. Well, the show, I've been there more than a few times. The show runs like a well-oiled machine. I assume it's kind of like a wedding. If something goes wrong, only you guys know, not only the groom and bride know, not everybody at the wedding. But do you have any moment that sticks out where things were just, you thought it was the end of the world at the time, but now you can look back and laugh at it?
I can. It's a little hard to describe, but there was a time in Chicago, going back quite a few years now, when we were in the hall, it's now called the East Building, and we had registration in a relatively small area, and it was a multi-part process to register in those days. We weren't quite as sleek as we are now.
Sure.
And we had way more people than we had anticipated, and lines were coming out of the registration areas, and they were running into each other, and it got so jammed. It was one huge total gridlock. Nobody knew what line was what, where to go, what to do. And finally, we had to open the show early because people couldn't move.
So the inside was worse than the Chicago traffic outside for a couple minutes?
It was absolutely crazy. But it wasn't bad. It you know, we've never had a fire. We've never had any of those kinds of scary things. But,
sure.
This was pretty bad when it happened.
Sure. I'm glad you can look back and laugh now.
Yeah.
Appreciate you taking a few minutes, and we'll see you in Las Vegas.
Terrific.
All right. Thanks, Clay.
See you there. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Great stuff, Clay. Viva Las Vegas. That means long live Las Vegas. And on a side note, me gusta el gato blanco. That means I love the white cat. 2 years of Spanish, that's all I got. Anyway, thanks again, Clay, for taking the time. And thanks to everyone for tuning in. If you have any general comments or guest suggestions for the podcast, please visit www.achrnews.com/podcast. And as always, you can find us on iTunes by searching ACHR News. Good times, everybody.